Young voters concerned about climate change may have helped President-elect Joe Biden win the election, according to analysis by the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning at Tufts University. But kids who can't yet vote are taking action, too. Students from Woodland Hills High School and others recently organized an online Youth Climate Action Summit for students around the region. Woodland Hills in Allegheny County was the first district in Pennsylvania to pass a climate change resolution, with support from the climate education nonprofit Communitopia and other groups. More than 280 students signed up for the event. Pennsylvania State Representative Summer Lee, a Woodland Hills alum, gave the keynote address.
There are a whole bunch of people who run our country who don't understand the world the way that you do. They don't understand climate change and climate environmental justice and environmental racism because they've never had to confront it. Not from our perspective, not from our vantage point.
Lee has represented Pennsylvania's 34th State House District for almost 2 years, the first Black woman to do so, and just won re-election. Her district, where many Woodland Hills students live, includes Braddock, site of U.S. Steel's Edgar Thomson plant. According to a new study, children here have more than double the rate of asthma than kids nationwide.
There are some folks who want us to believe in our neighborhoods, in our area, in our region, that you can either have jobs or you can have your health, but you cannot have both. That is a failed leader. That is failed leadership. I'm so excited about this, summit that you are putting on, because it's an opportunity for us to shift paradigms. It's an opportunity for us to take and control narratives that people who don't actually live in and experience it like we do, take that back and change it.
Leviticus McGraw-Sapp, a sophomore at Woodland Hills High School and an organizer of the summit, says Lee's message about environmental injustice especially resonated with him and other students he heard from.
Because being of the African-American culture and of African-American descent, that kind of touches with me a lot because I noticed the different things that happened around me. For example, like there's a factory behind my house. Now, I don't necessarily live in a poverty-stricken or like a rundown community. I live in a fairly well, nice community. But every so often it releases smoke. Because when I was younger, I had asthma, and the smoke in my asthma, doesn't mix very well. And when I get older, I want to grow up, go to college, and be a successful young man. But stuff like factories and different, like the cars releasing smoke and people in general just burning fossil fuels, that could really hurt a person.
What were some of the other highlights of the summit for you?
One of the other highlights, we weren't expecting a lot of people to actually come to the lunch discussions, but surprisingly, there was a lot of people that came. Another part was the younger children. I knew that there were going to be younger children, but I didn't know that they were going to be as involved as they were. Because there were younger children typing in the chat for Zoom about how what Summer Lee said impacted with them. I recall one of the younger children saying that they wish that the government and the overall state of the United, like state meaning like the manner that the United States is in right now, they're hoping that it would just clear up and become better and one day we could all live happily without climate change impacting our lives and stuff like that. And I really enjoyed seeing the younger kids actually step up and speak.
McGraw-Sapp is in all honors classes and plays guitar and viola. He was tasked with creating a little quiz at the beginning of the summit, a sort of a crash course.
Amongst all of the other greenhouse gases, which of the following gases holds the most amount of heat? See, now this is kind of a trick question because correct answer is methane.
We knew that everybody coming to the summit wasn't going to be involved or have prior knowledge about climate change and how it's impacting the earth and Pittsburgh, to be specific.
What do you hope will happen as a result of the summit?
I hope that most of my peers actually realize that climate change is a real crisis because When I was in ninth grade last year, I was talking to some of my peers in orchestra. I was telling them that a climate action group was actually created within the Woodland Hills School District, but they kind of shot down what I was saying because I don't think that some of them believed in climate change as being a real crisis. But now, after the summit, and most of those people that were there, they attended the summit. I hope that they can actually see, like I said before, that climate change is actually a real crisis. Quote unquote, it's the real deal. And we need to handle this situation right now.
In the afternoon, students broke out into workshops with experts on topics like bringing climate action into your school and air and water quality in the Pittsburgh region. McGraw-Sapp hopes they'll do another summit and maybe even continue after they graduate to keep the momentum going and spread the message, because he's worried we're running out of time.
My biggest concern is the people. That's how I'm going to put it. I'm just concerned about the people and the earth in general.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Carol Holsapple.